You remind me of
Hey Smutters.
You remind me of that meme, "Don't start your shit," and that little dog comes trotting along.
Oh, how's your week been?
That's really a no response. That's just a side eye.
Oh.
My week's been hell.
Hell week.
I feel like it.
I'm sorry. Mine too.
I literally didn't think that was that many hours in a week. I've worked them all.
Wow. All right. Well,
how's your week been?
It's about the same. Anyway, though, you sent me a thing about
Jimmy Buffett, Don. I know.
No, I sent you that.
Ultimate goals.
Well, not Don. It was
his life. He turned being a beach bum into a everything.
Goals for sure. But yeah, you sent me this thing about new sightings of the Loch Ness Monster.
I also have sent you something that I just saw today. The Pentagon has released more photos and evidence of UFOs.
And they didn't have the pictures on there, though.
Yeah, I saw a video of it. There was a spacecraft flying by.
They'd already shown that. I want to see the aliens.
They're not going to do that. But right now, I think everybody's just too tired and broke to even really care. They're just like, okay, next.
But can we have some money?
Right.
Yeah.
So, more whale penises popped up in Nessie Land.
And I'm super excited about it. Like,
about
they could,
penises?
About Nessie, like, they could literally show me a picture of a stick in Loch Ness, and I'd be like, yes. That is Nessie.
Do you want to know what's also funny?
What?
From the Fast and the Furious, the very first one. This was their mega heist TV VCR combos. Remember that?
Seriously?
Yeah, we're old.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Yes.
Are you yawning?
I am tired. Oh my goodness. Anyway, so I noticed you writing notes in my notes, but did you happen to see what the story was about tonight?
No, I don't pay attention to that.
Okay. Well, the story is about
your mom.
No, it's about the Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness. And fun fact, it's only like 200 miles away from where we live. So
that's, you can't just say only. That's 200 miles.
Well, it's not like it's in California or anything. It's only in Kentucky. So it's not that far.
I'm actually kind of upset with you.
Why?
Because you won't watch The Notebook with me.
Oh my God, stop with The Notebook. Listen, here's the thing, friends. I don't like romantic movies.
I don't like them at all.
Yes, you do. That's like your favorite kind of movies. You love romantic comedies.
It's not my favorite, but
I love, love, love violence and gore and that kind of stuff. But then the other night, like, I'm dying to see, like, Insidious and all this other stuff, and you're like, hey.
Did you see what the James Hubble telescope found?
No.
Yeah, they found another galaxy or whatever called the Andromeda galaxy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a small portion of it, but there's at least 2 billion stars. Look at this.
Oh my goodness.
So
is
we're the only
beautiful
ones in the universes.
In the universes.
Yeah.
But you want me to watch The Notebook, and I've seen The Notebook. It's a wonderful movie. But I don't want to watch it again.
All right, whatever.
So, anyways. So, I went to bed one night, and the next day I get an email saying, thank you for your purchase of The Notebook.
You also went to bed one night and raised up and knocked me in the head.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. He scared me to death. and I woke up and hit him. And
no, I didn't scare you. You just randomly did it.
Just hit you?
Yes. And then one night you woke up like, why are you whispering to me? And I'm like, I'm not whispering to you.
Noah, you were like, I thought, y'all, listen, here's what he does when I'm trying to go to sleep. If I'm like just laying down and my eyes are closed, he'll lean over and be like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And like just bug me. So I had been asleep for a while and I swear he was like whispering in my ear, threatening me. And I woke up and I was like, why are you messing with me right now? And it wasn't him, y'all. It was our ghost. We have a ghost.
Yes.
We do. We've got pictures. We've
got... Yeah, she for real, like, stood up out of the bed, like, why are you whispering to me? And I'm like, I didn't do anything. I'm trying to go to sleep.
It scared me. I was terrified.
Well, she wasn't so demonic, you damn devil.
Devil. Okay. So, yes, we are talking about Waverly Hills Sanitarium. And it's probably not going to be a very long story tonight, but it is pretty interesting. And I'm kind of nervous about how it's going to go because usually when I do a story, I'll take all day and do it and have it all like put together perfectly. I've done this over several days.
That means this will be the best one ever.
I hope so. I hope it's good. So we'll go ahead and start it.
Wiener Schlutzel.
What now?
I'm learning German.
Okay. So let's dive on in. Now, in one of the stairwells of the sanatorium.
Wait, where is it?
In Kentucky.
Okay.
200 miles away from us. Not far. We should go there.
I've been to Kentucky before. It's a good little trek.
Okay. So in one of the stairwells, there is a door with many large bends and gashes in it. Several years ago, a group of teenagers broke into the property and started looking around and went to the fourth floor. For those that don't know, this is where the shadow people are said to reside in the Waverly Hills Sanitarium. Yes. So the group got locked in a room and they were just freaking out, like beating on the door. They had an axe with them. They were trying to hit the door. And there was a security guard on the property and the security guard heard them yelling and heard them banging and decided to investigate. So when he found the group, they kept yelling. They were like, they won't let us out. They won't let us out. And the guard's like, what are you talking about? Who won't let you out? And the group's like, the shadow people, they've locked us in. And the door is only lockable from the stairwell. And the guard confirmed that it was, in fact, unlocked the whole time. And with a gentle tug, the guard was able to open the door, and free the trapped group. The other side of the door was destroyed from where they had hit it with an axe so many times trying to get out of that room.
Wasn't that kind of like a American Horror Story episode, how it began?
Yep. Okay. Sure was.
See, I know my shit.
We know American Horror Story. So, as I said, tonight we are headed to Louisville, Kentucky. We're going to the Waverly Hills Sanitarium. Quite possibly one of the most haunted places on earth. To start out, and that right there is so, like, if you look up the most haunted places in the world, this will be one of them.
Is the St. Augustine Lighthouse one?
It really is.
Yay.
Yeah. So to start out, we're going to talk about the history so we can understand why this place is so haunted. Do you know anything about the sanitarium?
I do not.
Okay. In 1883, sorry y'all, Major Thomas H. Hayes purchased the land for his family home. The new house was pretty far out, so Hayes decided to open a local school for his daughters. He started a one-room schoolhouse and hired a teacher, Lizzie Lee Harris.
Gordon.
No. Huh. Now, Miss Lee, she loved Walter Scott Waverly novels, so she decided to name the schoolhouse Waverly School. So, Major Hayes thought that that sounded nice and peaceful, just rolling off the tongue, so he decided to name the whole property Waverly Hills.
Big mistake. Huge mistake.
It makes me think of Silent Hill.
Yeah.
When I think of Waverly Hills.
That movie was crazy.
That movie was freaking good. Okay. Now, in case you don't know what a sanitarium is.
In case you didn't know.
It's a medical treatment center for tuberculosis.
You need to ask somebody.
Stop. Which means a lot of people came to Waverly Hills and a lot of people died at Waverly Hills. I believe the total count, they're very iffy on the count because, again, like records back then, they were not good at keeping records. So a lot of places will say 60,000 people died here. But then a lot of other places will say it could have been like 11,000. So it is in the thousands, but it's not for sure how many died, but it was a lot. So in the early 1900s, Jefferson County was severely stricken with an outbreak of tuberculosis.
What?
Yeah, did you catch that? Yeah, tuberculosis. I was thinking of something else. Now,
bootylicious.
When a lot of people talk about tuberculosis, they call it consumption too, because it is consuming your whole body. Oh, so, yeah, like.
So
Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Stephanie's mom.
Yeah, when they say that she died of consumption, she had tuberculosis because it consumes the whole body pretty much. To try and contain the disease, a two-story wooden sanitarium was opened. It had a main building and two open-air pavilions housing about 20 patients for treatment of the early cases. On August 31st, 1912, all tuberculosis patients from the city hospital were relocated to the temporary quarters in tents on the grounds of Waverly Hills, pending the completion of a hospital for advanced cases. In December of 1912, a hospital for advanced cases opened for treatment for another 40 patients. In 1914, a children's pavilion added another 50 beds, making the known capacity around about 130 patients. The children's pavilion was not only for sick children, but also for the children of the tuberculosis patients who had nowhere else to go. Which,
that's sad.
It is sad, and
did the doctors walk around in those like crow mask looking things?
Well, we're going to go over that, but like, in case you guys don't know, tuberculosis was highly contagious. You could get it from talking, singing. You could get it from it was airborne, pretty much like COVID. It was very, very contractible. So these poor kids that, you know, if their parents caught it and they had to go stay at the sanitarium as well, more than likely those kids were going to catch it also, you know? Since there was a constant need for repairs on the original wooden structure, they needed a better building with more space for more patients. So they made a 5-story building that could hold over 400 patients in March of 1924. It was completed in 1926. Now, in 1943, streptomycin was introduced, and tuberculosis cases stopped growing. Waverly Hills closed its door in 1961. So, basically, if you caught tuberculosis, what I was just saying, you did not have a good survival rate. Thousands of people died. Many said the road to Waverly Hills was a one-way street because the only way you left was through the death tunnel, which is basically a dead body chute. They would shove bodies down the chute every day because they didn't want to ruin the morale of the other patients. So, as I was saying, tuberculosis was a crazy pandemic, and it killed 1 out of 7 Americans. So, if you had 7 friends, one of y'all was a goner, was basically how you would look at it.
Was this also, like, other countries' issue, or just the United States?
I mean, tuberculosis was everywhere, but it was a main, it was a huge issue in the United States. I don't know.
Like, do you remember watching The Tudors?
Yes.
Do you remember what they did to try to keep him from getting sick?
Didn't they bleed him?
Was it the plague? Or was it something like that?
It may have been the plague. Because that was when Black Plague and stuff was going around too.
Yeah, that was the earlier one. Sorry.
So, let's see. Where was I? It starts in your lungs and it'll make you very skinny and slowly break down your organs. It was a very slow death sentence. This was one of the biggest tuberculosis hospitals, which means the doctors were doing experiments to figure out a cure. As you can see, nobody knew how to deal with it. The doctors thought sunlight and fresh air was a cure for a while. So, at the sanitarium, they have these big, what are they called? Balcony type things. And on the top floor or whatever. And they thought, you know, since sunlight and fresh air was a cure for tuberculosis, they would have the patients on the balcony in their beds. But while they were laying out there on their beds, like in the wintertime, their blankets were covered with snow. But they thought the more fresh air they got, the better chance they had of living. But they're probably dying of a cold or something like that too, you know? Let's see. Now, obviously that didn't work. So they tried new methods. Methods where they would split open a patient's chest and try to put balloons in their lungs to help them breathe.
Is that when they invented the iron lung?
I don't know when that was invented. Nothing was really said about the iron lung. But that's a good question because it would make sense. They would do surgeries to expose the patient's organs and give them electroshock therapy over and over and over again, probably trying to shock the virus out or whatever. I don't know. This would cause excruciating, painful deaths. Now, if tuberculosis spread to your brain, it would decompose it and cause people to go insane. Although the patients were pretty much lifers at Waverly Hills, the staff was too. Now, if you signed up to work at Waverly Hills, you had to live there. You were not able to leave because you're living around tuberculosis, and if you leave and you have it and don't know it and you go back to town, you're going to spread it to the rest of the town.
Right.
So,
That's funny, isn't it?
So, if you were going to be a doctor or a nurse or whatever, you were signing up to live at Waverly Hills. They couldn't leave to see their families. They were, as I said, required to live there. So basically, it turned into its own community. It had a post office, a library, a dentist, stuff like that. The kids even had their own playground area. Do you know where it was?
Where?
On the roof. Oh, is that not funny? Okay. There is a rumor that one of the kids on the roof was playing. He was 7 years old. His name was Timmy. He fell off the roof and died. Timmy is one of the active spirits along with some of the other children. Some of the spirits do seem to be playful, but there are some bad ones too. Now, the sanatorium shut its doors in 1961. In 1962, it reopened as the Woodhaven Geriatric Center, a nursing home for the elderly suffering from various stages of dementia as well as the severely mentally handicapped. The nursing home was severely understaffed and extremely overcrowded. There were reports of major neglect. There was even a case of a man in a wheelchair falling or being pushed down an elevator shaft. He died instantly. Eventually, the state of Kentucky had it shut down just because it was bad news. Now, they shut it down in 1982. In 1983, the building was purchased with the plans to make it into a minimum security prison. Eventually, they abandoned those plans after they received the backlash and protests from the community. So, first we start out with a hospital where thousands of people have died, right?
Right.
And then we have a nursing home where the patients were being neglected and mistreated, right?
Right.
Now they want to make it a fucking prison, okay? This is bad karma all around.
I'm sure they didn't build it on an Indian burial
ground. Right? I mean, this is just terrible. But luckily, like I said, the community did shut that idea down fast. So after that, in 1996, Robert Olinsky bought Waverly Hills with plans to raise enough money to construct the largest statue of Jesus in the world. That was his plans. So they only raised, though, $3,000 out of the $8 million they needed. So that got shut down real quick.
Yeah, but that motherfucker over there ain't real.
Wow. Okay. So in 2001, the building was sold to the current owners, Tina and Charlie Mattingly. They give tours of the grounds and host paranormal enthusiasts. So that's like the main reason why everybody's there. So now let's get into the ghosts of the sanitarium, because I've heard so.
Didn't Buffnuts go there quite a few times?
Oh yes, I think they did their Halloween special there. Remember when they did that Halloween special with all the different cameras, and I stayed up all
the lockdown.
Yes, and I stayed up all night and watched. But I think every paranormal team has been to Waverly Hills.
Let's go.
Really, I've only said that like a million times.
A good trip. We should do that.
Really,
I'm glad I came up with it.
You did come up with that, and it's not that far either.
No, it's not.
Not far
it's
at all.
Like 200 miles.
Yeah, 200 miles, not long.
I have good ideas.
What would I do without you?
No clue.
I don't know. Okay, so the sanitarium started to gain a reputation as being haunted after its doors were closed.
No shit. I mean, all that shit that happened.
How could it not be?
Like, it should be haunted. Like, that's the one place that should be. Like, invite the ghosts to live there.
It's an apartment complex for ghosts.
For after ghost work.
After their ghost job, they go to their ghost apartment. God, that sounds terrible.
Got me working.
There are a number of spirits said to be lurking inside its walls.
Like alcohol?
What? Stop. So, one of the most famous places in the sanitarium is the fifth floor.
What is the fourth?
There's a bunch of floors that are famous, okay?
Okay.
When it was in operation, this floor had two nurses' stations, a pantry, a linen room, medicine room, and two medium-sized rooms on each side of the nursing stations. This is where room 502 is. Have you ever heard of 502?
No, but I've heard of 1408.
I mean, it's kind of like 502. Witnesses see shapes in the windows, hear voices. They see a nurse standing in the window, and they even watch apparitions jump to their death. I bet it doesn't work, and they have to go to their ghost job the next day.
Probably.
According to legend, in 1928, a nurse was found dead in room 502. The 29-year-old was unmarried and pregnant, which was a huge scandal back then. She had hung herself from a light fixture. Now, this goes back and forth because a lot of people say that they don't think she hung herself from a light fixture. And then I read just a little while ago that she was actually found in room, or right in front of room 502, hanged or hung. And it was from a beam or something.
But you know, the sanatorium, though, was actually closed for neglect and abuse. Not just because they said, no way. They closed it down because of that.
What are you talking about?
Earlier you said that it was just too much, so they closed it down. But it was actually closed down because of abuse and neglect.
Did you look it up?
Yes.
When it was a geriatric center?
Yes.
Well, look at you doing some research. Mm-hmm. I love that. But here's the thing. I heard that she didn't die from being hung. What they think happened is they tried to perform an abortion. Ooh. That went wrong.
In Kentucky?
Yeah, well, and also back then. The abortion went wrong and she died because, from what I understand, there was blood on her abdomen area.
Okay, there's some major points you've missed out here.
How?
Okay, did you know there was nearly 50,000 people that died there?
I said that.
No.
I said 60,000 to 11,000.
That's a big jump.
Well, every...
And it would be 11 to 50, to 60.
Whatever. Right? Every podcast and YouTube video says different, okay, so...
You also didn't say about the how big the body chute was, the tunnel.
500 feet?
537 feet.
Okay. Read me some more facts.
I'm trying. You've done pretty good homework.
So yeah, they're saying that she died from a botched abortion. And so they didn't look guilty. They just made it look like she committed suicide herself. So that one's kind of an iffy legend. And then in 1933, a nurse was in room 502 and jumped and plunged several stories to her death. But many people believe she was pushed.
I believe it.
People have reported in room 502 slamming doors, lights turning on and off, and objects being thrown. Some are hit by unseen hands and even see apparitions in the doorways. So these nurses are throwing hands when people come in their room. Now, one of the saddest ghost stories is that of an old woman. She, and I feel like this is one that was probably from the nursing home, which tuberculosis in itself is sad, but this, with it being an old lady,
yeah.
I've got pictures to show you. She roams the building alone and she's moaning and bleeding. Save that for me so I can post it.
This picture here?
Yeah. From her chained hands and feet. Even though she cries for help, when people approach her, she runs away screaming. So that kind of made me think of the dementia patient, you know?
Can I say something else real quick?
Of course you can.
All right. Guys, if y'all, I don't know what you're kind of picturing in your mind if you've never heard of it or seen Waverly Hills, but this thing is crazy looking. It kind of looks like a school from one angle, but then another angle, it looks like it's kind of curved.
It is.
So, it's a massive, massive structure. And it kind of reminds me, with this one picture being in black and white that I've seen, it reminds me of the old World War II Germany areas where, they would lead and all that stuff. It's so weird looking.
The reason they made it curved was so the airflow could hit better, because of the whole tuberculosis thing, them getting fresh air, they wanted the air to flow through the building better. Hmm. So that was one of the reasons. It's very crazy looking, but that's like the main building.
Yeah, I see that. The other side of it then is, it's almost like, I don't know, army barracks stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. It's very cool. So the old woman, as I said, runs away screaming when people approach her, even though she's crying for help. So that's what also made me think that she was a dementia patient. Was that, what did you find?
There was a tour going on.
Yeah.
And a tornado happened to hit at the same time.
Shut up.
The tour guest had to go into the body chute.
Shut your face. They had to stay in the body chute?
While the tornado, yeah, for protection from the tornado.
Are you kidding me?
I would not get in that body chute.
That's actually not the most haunted place in there.
I don't care. But look at it. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. I watched a video on it.
Anyways, I'll let you finish.
No, I love this. Now we're going to go back to Timmy. Since he was so young when he died and had his whole life ahead of him, he can't move on. So he wanders around the hospital trying to play and have fun. Oh, my God. You did not write that.
Oh, yeah. Don't read that.
Okay. And, like, visitors will bring toys, they'll bring balls. A lot of people will see a little leather ball laying there, and it'll roll out to them, like, out of nowhere. And sometimes, like, they'll roll the ball back, and it'll roll back to them. And it's basically just a kid trying to play, you know? He never got to do that, really, so he's still, like, living out that childhood, I guess. Many have, oh, as I said, about the balls rolling around. Next, we have the creeper. Now, the creeper is a dark, terrifying entity, and it crawls on the walls, the floors, and ceilings of Waverly Hills. Some believe it's an otherworldly spirit or demonic force. Others believe it's a human spirit twisted by the trauma of death. But those who encounter it are filled with dread. So, a lot of people have seen it, like, crawling on the walls and stuff. And it's just a dark entity-looking thing. And that's the one that most people are scared of, is the creeper. You mentioned Waverly Hills and you say the creeper, everybody knows what you're talking about. Like, they know exactly which one that is. Now, there's also a little girl that is seen running up and down the third floor solarium. And people have also seen a hearse in the back of the building dropping off coffins and disappearing. Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. I thought you'd like this one, though. Doppelgangers, also known as double walkers, are a type of spirit that can mimic the appearance, voice, or mannerisms of anyone or anything it encounters. Tour guides have reported seeing themselves or others. The doppelgangers were almost identical, except for the black holes where the eyes should be. Oh, that reminds me of Coraline, kind of. Mary Lee was a young woman who lived in the sanitarium. And in 2006, Tom Halstead took a picture of an apparition that looked exactly like Mary Lee. And I'll show you the picture of Mary Lee and then the apparition picture that he took.
Looks naked.
She's wearing a dress. It's a hospital gown. So.
Naked ghosts.
Next, I got a couple little stories that we'll go over. Boom, boom, boom. And we started with one. Now, this story is kind of sad. There were a pair of sisters that lived in Waverly for years and years. They both had tuberculosis. And during their stay, one of the sisters passed away, but the other sister lived, and she lived for years after. But several investigators have supposedly heard the former sister through EVP recordings. Some believe she's calling out to her sister, the one that lived. In more recent recordings, some claim to hear the same calls, but followed by a response. Many believe the response is from her sister that lived. The sisters have reunited in that place since it's their mutual home for many years ago.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? No. So, now.
Neil.
This story gets me because, do you remember that movie?
Shakespeare in Love?
No. God, stop.
The Notebook.
No. House on Haunted Hill.
Well, of course I remember that movie.
I love that movie.
Me too.
So.
Shannon.
What? Nothing. There's not a Shannon in that movie.
The girl from American Pie.
No. She's not in that movie. Okay. She's not in House on Haunted Hill. She's in 13 Ghosts.
Okay.
Hang on, y'all. I have to win this bet real quick. Look up the cast. It's Ali Larder.
It may be, yeah.
And Famke Jensen.
What about, which one was that one girl in that was married to Michael Douglas?
Catherine Zeta-Jones? She was in The Haunting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yes, this reminds me of The Haunting of Hill House. Shit. There's so many movies now that have the Hill House in it now.
Yeah, Hill House, all kind of houses.
Yeah, but this reminds me of it because there's a scene in there where they're in one of the operating rooms looking around, and then they look at the video camera and they see the doctors and nurses walking around in there operating.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
That, yes.
Okay. So a group of paranormal investigators decided to go investigate the house or the sanitarium, as they do a lot. And one of the girls that was with the group, they have a morgue there, and they have, you know, the little beds that you pull out for someone that's died and you push them back in. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, she decided that they were going to leave her in the room for a while, and she was going to get in. What are those things called?
I have no idea.
And, well, y'all know what I'm talking about. The little beds that pull out in the morgue. And she decided she was going to get in there and be pushed in and the door shut, right? And you could still see outside the door because it's glass. So they came back like 45 minutes to an hour later and they opened the door and she was in the fetal position, balled up towards the very back, crying. Because when they left her, she heard people start walking around in there.
Mm-mm.
Well, she was going to get out, but
why I can't do that stuff. It's because, like, I want to. It would be really cool. But the first time I hear ghost feet steps
or right?
rubber balls being thrown back at me, I'm out of there.
Well,
like, I'm not taking any chance. I'm not getting possessed.
It didn't end right there for her. She tried to get out, and when she started to move towards the door to get out, something would start beating on the window of that little thing she was in. And so then, like, she'd lay there for a minute and look, and she'd start seeing figures walking past. Like, they were basically back in time. To me, it felt like it was them back in time going back and forth in the morgue in the operating room. You know what I mean? And they found her and she was just terrified and shocked.
Do you think it's like, I mean, obviously not like Beetlejuice, but do you think it's like when they go into that other place, they're gone for like 10 years and they're really only gone like
Oh, I know what you're saying. Like how Tom's like totally different. It's got to be different. But again, a lot of this, like for her to be locked in there and see them just shuffle back and forth like they're busy, I feel like it's very residual. Like they're just doing what they normally do. You know what I mean?
Ghost job.
Ghost jobs, right? So now we have the kids that got locked. Oh, I read that one. in my note, I wrote down like what I was gonna talk about, and one of my notes is the kids that got locked in that room that I told y'all about when we first started. And it says the kids that got locked, Troy put in eye contact and fell in love. So the next and last story.
You like my notes.
I do like your notes. Oh my God, I just saw that other note you put. The next and last story I'll tell is about William and Sadie the dog.
There was a dog there?
There was a dog. Now, when the last owners bought the sanitarium, it was run down. Homeless people were living in there. Teenagers were going in there to pretty much party or do whatever.
Have sex.
To have relations. And, you know, they went in there one day with, you know, some guards or whatever, and they found a man named William and his dog Sadie. And they had been living in there, and it was the winter time, and William had nowhere else to go. So
they didn't kick him out, did they?
Well, he was like, let me stay during the winter time, and I'll look after it. I'll, you know, if anybody tries to come in, I'll make them look kind of like a security guard for the place, right? So they made him a little room and got him a bed and everything, made a deal with him. They were great with it. So him and Sadie stayed in there and just kind of kept everything safe, you know?
Right.
Well, they came to check on William one day, and they hadn't seen him for a while. And they were like, well, that's weird. All his stuff is here, because he had all his stuff just so in his room, you know. And, well, then they smelled something. And they opened the elevator and looked down, and at the very bottom, they saw William and Sadie down there.
Sadie, too.
Sadie, too. It turns out some kids broke in and killed William and Sadie.
Aww.
Pushed him in the elevator. They beat him. Well,
they get caught?
No, but they did get murdered. All three of them got beat and killed at the same age William was when they killed him.
Really?
Yes.
Where at?
They just found him in random places. But William and Sadie are still at the sanitarium.
So it's like
walking around doing their rounds.
So is it like murder house? If you die there, you...
It seems like it, right? But isn't that cool? Because you can tell that's like Sadie and William right there. But I was watching, actually, y'all watch Sam and Kobe because they go over this.
It's really sad.
It's really sad. But William is one of the spirits there. Like, when I was watching Sam and Kobe and they were talking about this, they're like, William, if you're here, can you turn on this flashlight? And the flashlight would come on, and they're like, thanks, William. Give us just a sec to tell your story. Can you turn it back off? And he'd turn it off. And, like, they tell his story, and they're like, but can you turn it on just so we know you're still there? And he'd turn it back on. And it was really cool. But William and Sadie are still together, and they're walking around the halls making sure that nobody's in there.
We need to go give Sadie some treats.
Get Sadie some treats and give William some stuff too. But I believe his room is still there and everything. But his room was right next to the elevator, and they found him and Sadie at the bottom of the elevator shaft.
That's awful.
So bad. Like, I don't know why people think just because someone is down on their luck and homeless or whatever that they can just do whatever, you know? It just be nice to each other, y'all. Anyway, that is the Waverly Hills Sanitarium, and they do little tours, I believe, every day and every night.
I saw that on there.
You saw that? Did you see their Halloween thing?
No.
They do something let me look this up real fast.
Are you still going to do your TikTok?
Yes, we're getting a TikTok going for the podcast as soon as I figure it out and get it going tomorrow, hopefully. Let's see here. I'm looking this up, y'all, because I know on Halloween they do something kind of special. And it just helps bring in money to keep it up and going and have the tours and stuff. So they do a historical tour that's 2 hours, a paranormal tour 2 hours, a public investigation for 6 hours, and you can do a private investigation for 8 hours. But I want to say Waverly Hills Haunted House. The Halloween Haunted Attraction fundraiser for the sanitarium. So I believe they kind of decorate inside and do like a little haunted house thing in the sanitarium. Do not quote me on that. I could be wrong, but I believe that's what I heard. And they just do little fun things around there around Halloween time. So if you get a chance, that would be amazing to go to. I think we need to go to it. That'd be so fun to go on Halloween because that is when the veil is thin, right? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that would be a good time to go. You know it?
Or the worst time to go and you're getting the shit beat out of you by a bunch of ghosts.
What if you saw like all the doctors and nurses walking around? See, and because they still have the operating room up there and they still have some of the original equipment in there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do a hard pass on
that. You going to pass on that one? Yeah. Okay, then. Well, all right, you guys. Go. I'm not going by myself.
Why?
Because.
You scared?
Well, I want to go. I want.
Are you scared?
To go by myself? Yes. I will not go in the sanitarium by myself at night time.
Why not?
Because. Well, actually, I probably wouldn't see shit. Honestly, I never see anything. You are the one that sees stuff.
I know. That's why I'm not going.
I dream about the stuff and then you see it. Oh my gosh, we're Ed and Lorraine Warren. High five on that one. Okay.
She high fived herself.
All right, you guys. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you guys have any of your own Waverly Hills stories, I would love to hear about them because I'm pretty obsessed with this place now. Send them in to supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com.
Look for us on TikTok.
Yes, I will let you guys know. I'll put it on Instagram or the TikTok. Just kind of look for it.
You still need to chirp people.
I don't deal with Twitter because I hate Twitter. Twitter is awful.
It's better now.
Twitter is the devil.
You're the devil.
You're the devil.
Alligata.
All right. What?
From Waterboy.
Okay. Get your medulla oblongata. All right, you guys, stay hydrated and make good choices, and we will see y'all next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.